Tonight I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. Right? Tonight our topic is going to be from the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and it's page 17. It's called Winter Storm Hazards, and it sounds like there are snow warnings up in the higher elevations, so I think that's probably a good topic to cover. But I want to cover something else first. Great. If you haven't already, please don't forget to vote. If you have voted, you can find out if your vote or your ballot has been tabulated. You can go to the OregonSecretaryofState.gov and look under My Vote, and there's a category there where you can go check and make sure your ballot was counted. Great. If you need a link to that, just let me know and I can send that off to you. Basically, I'm just going to read from the Emergency Preparedness Handbook about winter storms hazards. If you need to understand weather terminology, a winter storm watch is when forecasters believe it is likely that hazardous weather will occur, but are still unsure about its location and our timing. A watch is issued to give people time to prepare for the event. A winter storm warning is used when forecasters believe that hazardous weather is imminent or very likely to occur. A warning is used for conditions that would threaten lives or property. One of the tips is always tell someone where you are going, when you are leaving, your expected arrival time, and the route you are taking when traveling when those hazards are out there. Right? A lot of these we already know. During a storm, you need to eat regularly and drink ample fluids. Avoid caffeine and alcohol. Dehydration can happen easily during freezing temperatures. Listen to your NOAA weather radio or your local radio station for weather reports and emergency information. If you go outside, wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm coat clothing. Make sure the outer layer is water and windproof. Wear mittens or gloves and hat. Cover your mouth with a scarf to protect your lungs from extremely cold air. Also, avoid overexertion if possible. It can bring on a heart attack, a major cause of winter deaths. Stretch before any strenuous activity and take plenty of breaks. After a storm, check your home for structural damage or damage to utilities. If in doubt, ask the building inspector, call your utility company. Replenish any items used. Some preparedness tips that they suggest is keep rock salt on hand to melt ice from walkways. Ensure that outside pets have adequate shelter from the elements. Check their water bowls and keep them from freezing. Make sure you have sufficient heating fuel or an alternate heat source in case the power goes out. Do not use portable gas heaters or charcoal grills for heating in closed areas. Insulate your pipes to keep them from freezing. Winterize your home by insulating walls and attics, caulking and weather stripping doors and windows, and installing storm windows or covering windows with plastic. How convenient is that? Have your vehicle winterized and use traction tires or carry tire chains. Don't let your gas tank fall below half full. Carry a car kit with emergency equipment for your vehicle. Carry a go kit with emergency equipment for you and your passengers. Check battery-powered items in your emergency kits to make sure you have plenty of spare batteries. If it's freezing outside, keep an inside faucet turned on to a steady drip to prevent pipes from freezing. Another tip is when packing clothing, it's preferable to include layers rather than one warm, heavy coat or jacket. It's also better to be prepared with polypropylene, wool, silk, or other non-cotton fabrics. Cotton retains moisture and loses all insulating qualities when wet. So lots of good tips in there. And if you ladies have any other good tips that were not mentioned, or you want to expand on those, or you have any questions, please bring those forward. We will start with the radio check here shortly. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear. How about me? Copy you loud and clear as well. Just a little buzz in the background. So we've been talking about winter storm hazards and different tips and things like that. Have you got any suggestions you'd like to bring forward, Robin?
You know, I don't. The only thing that I have a concern with if we're caught in cold and everything is making sure that we've got good, adequate sanitation. And I think that we had gone through that in the past and I wasn't available for it. But it's good to have lime for, you know, solid waste and things like that. But you can let me know if we have gotten through that and then maybe we can visit it again. Other than that, Karen, I'm good, and I will be monitoring.
Copy that. Yeah, we did cover that a few weeks back. Jill had brought up that topic, and we had covered a few things. So if you have the emergency Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, there are pages in there that we did cover, so you might refresh those and then maybe bring up any questions later if you have them. So thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKP 7101, the radio check for Patriot Ladies.